I'm the Duke of New York.
I'm Robo Evan.
And this is the show of Games Regret. Robo Evan, can you tell all of the loyal... Well, first of all, this is the mailroom, if you didn't know, because it should say it in the name. First of all, we're going to talk about our games we played this week, because we're not doing a PBJ cast this week.
Oh, God.
And this is Robo Evan's Regret. Robo Evan, now remember, 7 days, 1 week... What have you played this week, RoboEvan? How much time have you spent playing it?
I've played 12 games. I'm going to go down the list in order from least shame to most shame.
All right.
Red Dead Redemption, Xbox 360. 23 minutes.
I don't think you need to say the console. I don't think that matters.
All right. Minecraft on Xbox, that actually does matter.
Yeah, kind of.
25
minutes. Turned it on. This is shit. I'm playing on the computer.
Yeah,
turned
exactly. I played with a friend. Killing Floor, 31 minutes. APB, 31 minutes, which was me actually installing it and then realizing, oh shit, I can't play this.
Oh yeah, also, I think we should talk about each game we play. We played some Killing Floor earlier this week.
Yeah.
And then I was joining a server and RoboEvan was like, don't, because it had so much downloadable stuff. And I was like, So basically, I didn't even play Killing Floor. I sat there on a loading screen while RoboEvan left and didn't tell me.
Saints Row 2... played that a bit. I don't even remember playing that. Oh, I remember. I turned it on and then went and made myself a sandwich and then came back and went, why is my Xbox on? We played a bit of Splinter Cell. We should be seeing a Let's Play of that. Maybe not, because we didn't actually Let's Play. We recorded half the tutorial and then Duke did something.
I left because it's a third-person game. I can't handle that.
Battlefield 1943 for an hour. Not that bad. Grand Theft Auto for an hour, if you're curious. Counter-Strike Source, 2 hours. This is where we start. A few seconds, we're getting into bad territory.
Oh, yeah.
Darkspore for 2 hours. Nope, this is all in 1 week.
Yeah, also we played that for some Rocket Demon Productions game night. I'm plugging them because I plug myself on their show all the time, so this is me.
We haven't plugged in a while. We need to go ahead and start plugging
them. Oh, RoboEvan, don't worry. The plug cannon is aimed and ready for my orders.
And Mountain Blade Warband for 2 hours. You would have seen...
That's a lot of Mountain Blade Warband, RoboEvan. 2 hours.
I already quit. I did. Because I was doing a quest for the KKs, because I can't actually remember what they're called, but I know they have 2 Ks in their name.
So okay, like, at least they don't have 3.
They're like, bring me...
black man, whatever you guys say.
They were like, bring me 3 Vagrant prisoners. It took me forever. I had to actually join a raid, sneak in, take 3, and then leave. And then I'm like, yeah, I'm going to bring these back. And then he gets captured, the guy I'm supposed to bring him to, so I can start camping.
Oh yeah, I hate it when you have a mission, and the guy you're supposed to complete the mission with gets captured, because you're like... Damn it, Cabe, now I have to go break into the enemy castle, free this guy, complete the quest, and then leave him.
I did not have the army for that. All of a sudden, I pissed off a few of the sand people in my days, meaning I burned all of their villages because I hate them.
Screw you, sand people. Stop walking in single-file lines to conceal your numbers.
And, so then all of a sudden, 3, like... 56, like, Legion people.
How many people did you have, RoboEvan?
I have, like, 40.
And by the way, when he says 56, that's how many people there were with him. Yeah. Not the quality, but just the number.
And also, there was, like, 3 of them. There were 3 large platoons.
Yeah.
I got owned. They took the prisoners, and I'm like, fuck this, rage quit. Also, I can hear gunshots outside my window, or some form of fireworks, so you can hear
what?
That.
One or the other. Either way, we're recording.
I feel like it's way too constant. Alright, but still.
Alright, next thing on your list of shame.
Next thing on my list of shame, Team Fortress 2, 3 hours.
Alright, that's not too bad. Team Fortress 2 is a fun game.
Deus Ex Human Revolution, 7 hours.
Alright, RoboEvan, cool down.
Considering
you got that halfway through the week.
Yeah. I got that 2 days ago.
So this isn't the whole week.
Yesterday.
Yeah, no, this is a day RoboEvan's played this game.
Arma 2 Operation Arrowhead. 26 hours.
Okay, RoboEvan. Alright. We're here for you.
Oh, this is terrible. Actually, I'm gonna... Oh, God. How much have I played this one? Of Arma 2? Oh, God! Oh, God!
Alright, your whole life, how much Arma 2 have you played so far, RoboEvan?
I've only had the game for a month, so I don't think it's gonna change from the month.
Alright, well, what's the month?
58 hours.
Wow. RoboEvan, you've basically played this game...
For a week.
If you just didn't sleep for 2 days, you would have played the same amount of Arma 2 you've played this month.
Oh, God. Thing is, though, one day I didn't sleep. So one of those is true.
Oh, God, RoboEvan. This is what we do for you listeners. I don't feel like you'd appreciate what's going on here. I feel like you should donate we can rehabilitate RoboEvan.
You're saying we. You have not played 26 hours of Arma 2 this week, have you?
No, RoboEvan, but I have equal amounts of shame.
Okay, go ahead. Show me your shame.
All right, least to greatest. Day of Defeat, 14 minutes.
Oh my God.
Played a map. It was fun. Cortex Command, 14 minutes. Now, keep in mind, this is the week. I'm going to do the month, because Cortex Command gets intense. Killing Floor, 17 minutes. Just sitting there loading. Counter-Strike Global Offense. I always try to play that at least once a week, because I'm going to start a podcast on that, you know. I like to pretend. Yes. Damn, huge room cloud in the fact that your neighbors play loud rap music, thus preventing you from creating our intros. Played some of the Imagine Earth demo. Basically, I played it, then I rage quit, uninstalled it. 20 minutes.
Also, quick, I just want to mention, in the month, I played 17 hours of, Mountain Blade. So, yeah, that's bad.
Oh, boy.
But continue.
Splinter Cell, 30 minutes. That's as long as we recorded, basically. Mountain Blade, 30 minutes. Probably played some of that with RoboEvan. Played a bit single player. Left 4 Dead 2, 40 minutes.
Who did you play with this week?
Someone on my friend's list was like, hey, join me, and I was like, sure.
Like, I figured no one plays Left 4 Dead alone.
Yeah. Assassin's Creed 2, 40 minutes. I was speaking great praises of this game, and I stopped playing it because Cortex Command happened. And after Cortex Command, I've been playing other games, but I've looked at Assassin's Creed 2, and I'm like, I could play this game, but I'd probably enjoy playing Cortex Command more.
Have you seen your Cortex Command video?
By the way, I actually upload videos on YouTube more often. Speaking of which, we actually use our Twitter now, so you should go to that.
Oh, yeah, I've been meaning... I was going to mention that.
We're going to mention it again at the end in case you skip the middle, which, why would you skip the middle if you're listening to us? God, guys, think! Ugh! But in case you forget, we'll mention it again at the end. I have a Twitter, RoboEvan has a Twitter.
I don't use my Twitter.
He doesn't use his Twitter. Has more followers than me, though, and I use my Twitter. Upset.
That's because it's just those things, like, they're like those, I'll, like, follow for a follow kind of things, where they follow you, and they're expecting...
Also, it's Ubermedic.
Ubermedic followed me? I told her about it, and I'm like, I have one. Duke actually uses it. He's like, I'm gonna follow you! I'm like, you know, you don't need to, I don't actually do anything. He's like, I'm gonna follow you! I'm like, okay.
You're gonna follow a dead man. Have fun.
I wanna know how you use your Twitter so much, like... I just can't, like, I don't have enough clever things to say that could be released.
RoboEvan, if you look at my Twitter, you'll realize it's not filled with clever things. Alright, now, sidetrack a bit. RoboEvan, have you seen my latest tweet, as it were, on my own personal account? Hurry up, internet. I'm checking. No, I'm gonna let you know. You might want to check it because there's a picture with it. However, on the Duke of New York Twitter, which is at Duke of PBJ, because New York was taken, the bastard. In case you didn't know, Duke's mayonnaise is the best mayonnaise.
Oh my God.
And there's a picture. And I know for a fact, Duke's mayonnaise is only sold in the South. So, it sounds weird to you, basically everyone who's not in the South, or west of Texas, because I've actually seen the distribution map and it's just not sold anywhere else. But
like
it is.
You're like
the best
plotting your fa- like. See, I think the thing is though, people don't realize. I think Duke is actually releasing this. It has like mind control agents in it, and he's gonna like control the entire southwestern, American region.
Or eastern.
Eastern. The south, the entire south region of the south horizon.
Robo Evan, I'm not complaining about controlling more of the United States. I'm just saying I would be controlling the part I didn't live in. But anyways, and funny story behind that tweet: went to Subway, ordered a sandwich, meant to say mustard, accidentally said mayonnaise. Do not regret that decision in the slightest. It was delicious and excellent.
I like how I just imagine you wake up like 12.
I wake up at 6 in the morning.
This is just how I imagine it. You literally roll out of bed, you roll up the stairs or down, I don't know where you live.
Both.
It's like the painting with all the stairs. That is your house.
Yes.
You just roll up and down them. You roll out into the street. You roll onto like a bicycle or something. I imagine you roll onto a skateboard and with your back, you start on your back. You start pedaling with your feet.
It's not time to stand up yet.
You just roll toward Subway. And you're on the ground. You look up. I want a turkey sandwich.
Robo-Evan. Chicken bacon melt. But
I want
keep
a
going.
Chicken bacon melt with the mayo. Oh shit, I mean mustard. Oh god, mayo.
So good. Basically what happened, I was like, I would look like an idiot if I say any other condiment now because I've just paused for a good half a minute. So I'm just not going to get any mustard.
Then imagine they were trying to hand it to you. You're too low down. They're just like, you're like, drop it on my tummy. It lands on your stomach, and you just hold it and you roll backwards out, staring into the clerk's eyes.
I take out my wallet, throw a bunch of ones on the floor, just roll out.
You put on your monocle and slowly just roll backwards, not realizing the door is open. You hit your head off it.
Wouldn't the door be closed?
That's what I meant to say.
Not realizing the door is open. Wait a minute, I didn't mean to keep rolling. I was supposed to stop.
You roll into
Subway's on a hill, by the way, if you didn't know.
You roll it into the street and get hit by a Duke's mayonnaise truck.
And then mayonnaise gets all over my sandwich. I'm like, this was...
No idea if it's been released or not.
What?
I said hyposensations. No idea if it's been released or not. If it has, go check that out.
Hyposensations. Oh yeah, no, that's definitely not released.
No.
But it can be. So, how should I put this? As of recording this, it's not released. As of you listening to this, it might be. I'm really not sure. I am the Duke of New York. I'm a fickle god. Worship me with money and donations.
I still can't get the image of you riding backwards on a skateboard, like up a hill.
Or down a hill.
Or down a hill. We need, or around you rolling upstairs. We need art of this. Pictures.
Get on Von Witzenheimer.
Yes.
Or. Listener, speaking of which, you know how I mentioned we had bad games to give away?
Oh god, yeah.
We have bad games to give away. And if you want to win a bad game, we want, I want art. I want art. PBJ art that we can use Creative Commons license. This means you, Uber Medic, don't just copy pictures and put the Duke's face on it. No, bad job. I want money, so make art that I can use. Get art that's under a license. That means I could use it and make money. And by under a license, I mean if you draw it and you give it to me, and say, sure, you can make money, that's a license.
Yes.
But if you take someone else's picture, you have to make sure that their picture's under the license.
Because a little thing that we've been thinking of is going to towards a YouTube partnership, not necessarily to make money, but more for the benefits of things being easier and more snazzy looking.
And, because we want a website.
Yeah.
And I mean,
we'll accept your money, YouTube, don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry. I will not have any problem spending your blood money. If you are a warlord in Nigeria, don't worry about donating, I'll spend your money like any other money.
So, if you're Coney, and you feel like donating, is that what we're going with here? Are we asking Coney for donations?
You know what? Pretty much. I mean, I know there's a person in Nigeria downloading the episodes. Let's not kid around. We know it's you. So just give us the money, and we'll keep making episodes.
Is there actually someone in Nigeria downloading these?
There's someone in one day, someone in the middle of the Middle East downloaded an episode. Or someone used a proxy located in the Middle East. Now, I know that's not Nigeria, but I was just like, wow. One person in the Middle East is like, yeah, PBJ cast.
A proxy, like, from Deus Ex? Can I use that to upgrade my augmentations?
No, RoboWeapon. First of all, you have no... Your augmentations are your bladder and your self-esteem, which are both severely lacking, so you should probably upgrade those.
Not letting me be proxies.
Second of all, that's not how anything ever works. Please stop.
No, you haven't played Deus Ex. I have.
I know that's how Deus Ex works, but that's not how the real world... Alright.
You know what, Duke? I have a robotic eye and a hand for masturbating with. I will upgrade both of these.
Wow. You're going to upgrade your hand, but not any other part which might be important in that activity you previously mentioned. Okay, RoboEvan.
Damn, I just crushed my hand. Not kidding. I was spinning my chair back and forth, and I crushed my hand between my
RoboEvan, you flew too close to the sun. This is what you get.
Okay, we should probably get back on topic, maybe.
All right. 8. Though this is the 8th. You know, I'm counting down. So, Darkspore, 50 minutes. Much less than RoboEvan, I point out.
Well, that's because I played a second game.
Yeah.
I played a second round, I should say, of Darkspore. Yeah.
A Quantum Conundrum, 1 hour.
What is that, if you don't mind me interrupting again?
A puzzle game. I mean, and so far from what I've played, I mean, the layout reminds me of Portal. And when I say reminds me of Portal, I mean, you're not using a portal gun. I mean, the puzzle solving is completely different, but, you know, there's, like, you don't meet anyone else, really. Well, you meet one guy, but as the narrator says, basically, he has the role of the, like, you know, assume, you know, GLaDOS isn't the narrator of Portal, but kind of has the role as the narrator.
Yeah, I know you.
So that's what I mean in this game. There's actually a person in the game, and they're talking to you. But the person has the role of the narrator. First of all, if you subscribe to my Twitter, you would have realized that it was Q from The Next Generation.
I didn't have to subscribe. I got the Steam message. Hey, this is neat. The guy who voices the narrator in this is Q from Star Trek. And I wrote Quab.
Yeah. And so basically you have that, and you go and you solve tests. And it's kind of really... I mean, I feel less compelled about the fact that this person's house is filled with all of these sort of more or less test chambers. In Portal, it kind of makes sense.
It's a testing facility?
Yeah, because it's testing... This guy's house is just filled with all these complex...
Are you tests. In, like, his basement? You should look for, like, a D20 or something.
Am I in his basement? Should I look for a cell phone to call for the police? What?
It doesn't matter.
But no, it's a puzzle game. It's fun. You solve puzzles by... You know what? I'm not gonna spoil it. It's pretty fun.
I have no idea the concept of such a puzzle game.
Yeah, it's a puzzle game, and basically you switch between dimensions.
God. Like,
solve puzzles.
Like, second dimension and third dimension?
Like,
oh my god, we just went to a different dimension, there's robots everywhere.
More like robots one. The first dimensions, I'm not spoiling anything, but a lot of them are pretty obvious, is the fluffy dimension, so everything's lighter.
Oh, you use it by, like, going, like, so it will be the same test chamber, but in a different dimension, it could be, like, the zero gravity dimension.
Yeah, and so you move stuff around and then you switch back to your dimension and everything's like switched around.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like the example for the fluffy dimension is the first test. Really is you take a safe, you go in the fluffy dimension, you put it on a button, and then you leave the fluffy dimension, and because it's heavy it'll push it down. So it's basically the weighted companion
that's
cube.
Interesting.
Which is where the sort of similar. Now I'm not blaming them for copying Portal,
but
because
how can you not when you're making a puzzle game where you know
you move cubes on buttons. Now with that being said, cubes on buttons is a pretty basic thing as it is. So I'm not saying wow you're copying Portal. I'm saying Portal came up with a great idea, and everyone afterwards is going to be like, is going to look like they're copying Portal. But in reality, it's because they couldn't think of anything better.
It's like when a game uses blocks or 8-bit, and they're like, you're copying Minecraft.
Like Terraria. Yeah. Which is
or Ace of Spades.
However similar.
Completely different games.
Yeah.
Yet the most things are going to get, God, my brain just broke. I mean, the thing that they're going to get most equated to is Minecraft. Like, that will probably get most equated to Portal.
Yeah.
And Battlefield would probably get most equated to Call of Duty.
Now, that being said, there are both games of which is in the first person, and your goal is to shoot other ethnicities. That's pretty much how it's set up.
Yeah, I mean, we should realize that most of these games are just about shooting another race or ethnicity. Like, Battlefield is completely revolved around shooting Russians.
Yeah, that's how you tell them apart.
Call of Duty most of the time, but sometimes you're in the jungle shooting, like, Brazilians or something.
Yeah.
Because apparently they're all in the jungle. I don't know why.
Why? We're in Australia's jungle. Why are there so many Brazilians here?
Okay, I was at a dinner place today. At a restaurant.
You're at McDonald's. All right, keep going.
No, I was at a restaurant, and they had one of those big buck safari machines. So I'm like, all right, I'll go play it. I'm bored.
What even is that RoboVan? Explain that to me.
Oh, maybe you don't have them. That's like the brand of them. Basically, they're these big arcade machines, and they have like little shotguns that you can pull out.
Oh, yeah, and, like hunting thing. All right,
yeah,
gotcha.
Exactly. They're just called big buck, whatever.
All right. Yeah, no, they have that here. It's just I don't play
it's
that.
It's just a brand.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, sure, I'll play. They had an Outback one, and I'm like, all right, sure, I'll do that, because I go here a lot to this place, and they just upgraded the machine to now have this Outback campaign thing. I'm like, all right, I'll go play it. Or it's really a safari, but the first place is the Outback. You know what the main... Oh, God, I can't remember if it's the first or the second campaign thing, but they have all these little critters that you can shoot crawling around or running around. One of them are just giant jungle spiders.
That's
not
definitely interesting.
My brain kind of just froze up because I can hear things.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Ignore everything that just happened in the past minute that RoboVan wasn't talking about. Alright.
I didn't want to play it out, but then you made me sound stupid.
Alright, RoboVan, spiders scare you. Alright, next thing. News. I want some news.
News. We need, news. We have,
No, I mean, we already know spiders scare you. I mean, anything else?
I thought it was ridiculous how large these spiders were.
Yeah, apparently if you shoot them with a gun, they're probably very large spiders.
I had a point. I did have a point. I forget it, though.
I don't know if spiders scare you. Anything else?
Dude, I don't know. I just, like, zoned out.
Wow.
I don't know what happened.
What day is it?
It's Thursday and a half.
Alright. For all those listening, this was not recorded on Thursday.
And a half.
Recorded on Friday. So RoboWoman just zoned out. For a half hour. Actually, I think, RoboEvan, you zoned out, and you started podcasting while you're zoned out, and then when you zoned back in, you forgot everything.
Hmm. Sounds reasonable.
All right. Well, you try to.
Let's get back to what we were talking about games.
Yeah.
Uninterrupted with spiders.
Number six. Postal 2. Share the pain. 2 hours. Got that literally today. Have spent 2 hours playing Postal 2. Team Fortress 2. 2 hours. Civilization 5. 3 hours.
Wow.
Gods and Kings DLC came out. Played the steampunk mod and a little bit of the regular game. Pretty fun. Yeah. 7 hours, Dungeons of Dreadmoor. And the reason that is because when I'm busy and I don't want to open up a real game, I'll open up Dungeons of Dreadmoor, play a few minutes, and then leave. However, that has just accumulated to 7 hours.
Yes, I see you playing it quite a bit.
Also, I'll idle in it when I'm, like, eating a sandwich. I'll look at the game and I'll just move around with the keypad.
After you roll to Subway,
yeah.
you pull up the laptop that's taped to the bottom of the skateboard. And you also put that on your chest, right in front of the Subway sandwich.
I'd probably want to put it behind so I could still access the sandwich.
That's what I meant. But yes. And, so you just kind of roll. You roll around. Dude, where would your routine go if you had to roll somewhere? Like, how are you just, you know...
Nothing would change, what do you mean? That's what I do anyways.
Like what... So where do you roll on a daily basis? Do you roll up to the ladies and go, hey, fine, Foxy Hoochie Mamas?
Yeah, but I make sure they're not holding on to any obviously warm cups of coffee because it will be about to be spilled on my genitalia. And that is something I want to avoid. But yeah, that, you know, go to this nerd place where a bunch of nerds hang out. I do a little bit of programming. You know... PHP, no big deal. It is a big deal. I don't understand PHP. It's hurting my brain.
PHP and BP.
Then I roll to lunch. Then I roll back.
And
then I roll to my bed, and then I don't leave until the next day.
Do they see you rolling? They hating?
Rolling.
Like you riding dirty? Yes.
The haters are going to hate. What can I say?
This is how white people rap.
You mean they just talk?
Yes.
About rap songs. Alright, I'll keep that in mind. Anyways, next, 9 hours, Arma 2. Significantly less than RoboHeaven.
Duke, we need to play more. Because, God, you know what, though?
I'm not fueling your addiction.
Thing is, though, me and Duke, we play on a server. Well, I do more than he is. But we go on the server because it's full of usually normal, nice people. And it's not running any weird mods. It's running a cool mission. So I go on there a ton. It's basically an insurgency simulator. You gotta like, look for weapon caches, look out for insurgents shooting you in the face holes.
Yeah.
Question civilians on the location of ammo caches. Watch out for IEDs and stuff like that. Suicide bombers. Remember when we were in that town, Duke? Oh, God.
Yeah.
Bombers. Bad man.
Yeah. Definitely suicide. Sometimes I'll just shoot at something. RoboHeaven will be like a rocket launcher. And RoboHeaven will be like, what is that? And I'm like, suicide bomber went off. Yeah, that's what happens.
But basically, I've found two people that are like good at it and, you know, didn't hang around with, and I can stick with them. And they're on at, like, the same time every
I'd like
day.
To point out that unless RoboHeaven changed your strategy, you've never used voice chat in Arma 2.
I've used it a lot now.
Finally, because originally when we were playing Arma 2, RoboHeaven was like, can you tell them to get me a medic? I'm like, why can't you tell them? It's like, I don't want...
And until, like, and I feel really... Once I say something, I'm fine talking. Weird.
Yeah, but it's really bad because RoboHeaven will be on the ground bleeding, like his organs are popping out. Yeah, but like, do you need a medic? And I'll just look at them, and I won't say anything. Like, okay, I'll just leave. And it's just like blood's going everywhere. Like, yes, he needs a medic. No, he won't talk to anyone. And then, you know, I'll shoot him in the head. Like, when Roboweapon's on the ground, he's like, oh god, I'm dying. I'm like, Roboweapon, we'll remember you. And you're like, no, it's only a scratch. I really doesn't need to come to this. I'm just like, shoot.
Yeah.
The worst part is Friendly Fire is low damage on that server, so I have to empty, like, 3 clips into him.
Duke heals me up, and he goes, there's no way you're gonna save you, and all we needed was a medic. He completely healed me, I stopped bleeding, I was just on the ground, I guess he needed some morphine or something. He goes, okay, I'm at 0% blood loss, he shoots me. 3, 7, 9. And he just slowly started ticking up. I'm like, oh my god, I was fine. He had done more damage to me in the end than, like, the IED or whatever happened to me did.
You're in a better place now. Yeah, no, that's my revenge for crashing all of the helicopters I've been
in. I've been better, but still not good.
Yeah, I love it because I ejected out of it. I was like, yeah, no, you're going to crash. And he's like, no, I'm going to land. It's like, oh, look, he's landing. But when he tries to land, like, I don't know if this is a special command for this, but, like, the wheels will, like, bounce him back up sometimes, and so it'll bounce up and down, and it'll start rolling in one direction, and it's just a helicopter bouncing up and down and rolling off into the distance.
There were, you know, physics in this. So I'll land the helicopter. It's still on wheels. There's no way to, like, break the wheels or anything. Like, when I say break, like, you know, turn on the brake. So it just starts rolling. And we're in the middle of the desert. We're in, you know, Tajikistan, which is their political correct version of the Middle East. So they don't offend anyone. You know? We're in the middle of, you know, just nowhere. And I'm like, alright, dunes everywhere. Let's see if I can land this. I'm just doing it wrong, because I look at everybody else. They fly out of the ground. I'm like 600 feet in the air. They're at like 60.
Yeah.
And they do kind of like, remember how I was doing the sliding landings before, Duke? That's what everybody else does it. So I think I was doing it correctly before. Because they seem to know how to slow down. I don't. So it's like, all right, we're here. And I just,
your,
like,
version of slowing down is running into a building.
No.
I stopped, didn't I?
I turned the helicopter vertical.
Oh, God. It's terrible. Because Roboweapon, one time, he was like, I'll slow us down. And you just turned off the engine.
No, I turned on auto hover. That's how I slow down.
No. I know, but one time before you figured out about auto hover, you're like, I'm just gonna turn off the engines.
Oh, God,
what could possibly go?
Oh, God, I'm bad at my job.
You had one job, Roboweapon, not to kill the Duke of New York. And what do you do?
I killed the Duke of New York.
Yeah. Oh my God, Roboweapon. On another note, I've come to the conclusion that Arma 2 isn't actually a good game. It's the mods.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So, I feel...
Basically, Arma 2 was a development kit, but they still made it a game.
Yeah, I'm going to say don't play Arma 2. If you're going to buy Arma 2, don't play it.
Don't play it.
I don't know else to describe it. You're not going to play Arma 2. You're going to play mods for it.
No. I mean, everything in Arma 2, they have an in-game editor. They have 100... It's supposed to be, you edit this. We made some things that you can play, but it's made for editing. That's the whole thing, you know?
Yeah, no, but, I mean, that server one, I don't know if that's the game, but it gets so buggy sometimes.
What server?
The one we always play on.
What do you mean? No, that's just the game. The game is buggy. There's so much. It's... Yeah,
sometimes I'll heal Roboweapon and the game will be like, no, you're not going to heal him. And so I can walk around, but my character is still, like, healing Roboweapon, so it's dragging both of us together.
And oh, that's the game weirdness.
That's just,
I
so...
mean, I think the best bug I've seen is when you're holding someone and they die. Like, when you're trying to drag someone.
Oh, God.
So, the body, like, you can still shoot and stuff, but there's just, like, this dead body, like, following you around. This guy was carrying someone when he died, so this guy is just a dead guy hung over his shoulders, following him around.
Yeah, also, there's that one time you were doing Kung Fu, and your gun was just hovering in the air.
Oh, yeah. I turned on extra actions. I started dancing and doing Kung Fu, and doing walking handstands. Because they felt the need to put this in the game. They don't take the time to fix all the bugs, because there's too many. And it's ridiculous.
Too many bugs. Roboweapon, you're terrified of spiders, but you're not terrified of Arma 2? Because it's filled with bugs.
Yeah. I feel like it's... I don't know. It was implemented to look good. It has good functionality, though.
Yeah. All right, and last, number one, top game played by the Duke of New York in the past week is Civilization IV, Beyond the Sword, 10 hours.
Wow.
Which makes 13 overall of Civ fun. Now, that being said, for the month, RobeWeaven, how much Arma 2 have you played?
56 hours, I think, or 58.
Okay. I've played 45 of Cortex Command.
56, and I'm still beating you.
I know. I was hoping I'd beat you.
I got Arma.
Cortex Command was my ace in my hole. But,
And I got Arma after you got Cortex Command, so you kind of screwed up. Wait, why are you putting your ace in my hole?
No, never mind. Anyways, aren't we supposed to be talking about mail? Isn't this the mail room?
We probably should.
But you know what we do at the mail room, RoboEvan? Procrastinate. And that's why your packages always arrive late.
Alright. Shall I read? I'm going to put a star next to the ones you read.
Alright.
Behind the scenes.
I'm going to yawn and try to talk at the same time because that annoys RoboEvan. Alright, go.
Shall I read the first one?
Yeah. You should also read the last one and all of them in between, but that's not the point.
Do you want me to just read them all? I'll read them all. I'm just not good with words after a while.
Alright.
This is from Van Harrison, otherwise known as... Oh god, I forget.
Shroomglout. Keep going. Shroomglout,
there we go. Duke's cute.
No, he didn't finish it.
No, that's it.
No, it's Duke's cute.
Then... Oh, there's a little thing. Yep. A little piece.
Yeah.
Do you want me to read all these?
Yeah, the next one.
Oh, God. Okay, hi, guys. Uber Medic here. Just saying, all the new format, the seasons and all that jazz. Keep up the Uber show.
Sent from his iPod.
Oh, God. Do I have to read all of these?
Yeah, I'll read.
All right, how about you read the ones from Jake? I read the ones from us.
From everyone. All right. Are you going to read the next Uber Medics one?
What? Am I going to... No. Oh, God, I skipped one. Sorry about that. Hi, guys. Uber Medic here. Shift is a neat game. Oh, shit. Wait. Well, we're supposed to read on the Shift one, but it's over. Too bad.
Too bad. So sad. It's not my bum. Read.
Okay.
So
this one.
All right. Now, here's me being CHS dude, a.k.a. Engineer Hatberg, a.k.a. Chiz Dude. Hi, PBJCast. I listened to your most recent episode. It came out on my birthday. Yay.
Hooray, happy birthday.
And I'd just like to point out that, first of all, it's not his birthday, RoboWeb. That happened a long time ago.
It doesn't matter. I'm still saying happy birthday because I didn't get to say it then.
Alright. Second of all, we definitely did not plan this. We did not plan this at all, so any PBJCast related to birthday events is purely coincidental. However, if it causes you to donate, believe whatever you want to believe. However, I was disappointed to not hear a listener contribution selection and no challenges. Does that mean you're planning on a surprise announcement of my victory? I will assume so. I took a picture of me giving blood for you. Come on. That was kind of intense. Now, that being said, we're waiting to get Engineer. I'm just going to call him Engineer. Now, that'd get confusing if we talk about Team Fortress 2.
He's the Engie.
Chiz Dude. CHS Dude. Why not?
I'm going to call him Dude.
I'm just going to point out that we're not reading most of his emails because we want to read them with him on the show. And the reason we're doing this now is because we need to release something and we're entirely lazy people. We're not doing Mountain Blade yet.
These were sent before we decided to get him on the show, and we just haven't done Mailroom. We didn't do Mailroom last week. So we're just going to do that.
Yeah, so deal. You're subscribing to us. Theoretically, you like this. So we're just letting you know what we're doing. Anyways, did you get my last message? Does anyone besides Uber Medic and I email you now? Just wondering. First of all, kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, other people email from time to time.
Yeah, you two are the only constant emailers. We get a few. But...
And we mean constant by, like, weekly.
Yeah, I mean, well, God, with Jake and Urbanic now, then they're, like, daily. Urbanic's been slowing down.
Yeah. He's like an old dog, need to take him out back, put him down. And then get the new puppy, which is Engineer Hatberg.
Or should we call him Hatberg?
That's how I'm pronouncing it. It's H-A-T-B-E-R-G. That's Hatberg.
Should we call him Hatberg? Like, just Hatberg.
Should we just call him Hat for short?
Hat. Let's call him Berg. What's up, Berg?
What's up, Hat? Engineer? CHS dude? Now I'm still confused. What should we call him?
Because I call him Hatberg.
Steve
because,
the Destroyer.
Because Engineer, like I said, we're going to confuse it TF2. I don't know. Call him Hatberg.
And we're not getting hats confused with TF2.
I mean,
they're going to release a hat on TF2, I swear, called the Hatberg. It's going to be the Hatberg hat.
It's going to be the Hatberg hat. It's going to be like an iceberg with a hat on top of it that you wear on your head.
Oh, God. It's like a super hat. It's a hat on an iceberg.
It's the Titanic of hats on your head.
Someone else has a Titanic, has a hat, you run into each other, you do bonus crit damage.
So, should I read my...
No, not done yet. This is a pretty long one. This guy gives really good emails that are quite long.
He does.
In other news, listening to episode 5 now, the fanfiction and the episode in general is so beautiful, much like Robo Evans' bum. You make studying for finals and end-of-quarter projects so much easier.
Better.
Just so you know, I'm desperate... Better. Okay. Just so you know, I'm desperate to have you acknowledge me, so if I don't hear from you soon, I'll make sure you receive my message. It might be creepy. It might be fun. Only time will tell. Keep it up. Much love and bump slaps, Engineer Hatberg. Now, that being said, RoboEvan explained, because he thought we didn't read his email... When in fact we did, but RoboEvan explained the confusion.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I thought this might be confusing. What we did is we started to read emails, not 100% related to the season game here. Annoying.
That was a link to PBJ&R.
I read that in the proper tone. I thought this might be confusing. What we did is we started to read emails not 100% related to the season game here. There's a link to R&R.
Yeah, aka the mailroom, aka what you're listening to right now. So allegedly you know about it.
Yeah.
I think you got.
This is just something we're trying out right now. It doesn't work. We can change back. XOXO, Duke of New York.
Oh, man. I just listened to the episode and I'm super soaked. I know he says stoked, but I was...
I'm a super soaker.
Yeah, I saw that and I thought, I just thought it, so I had to say it. I didn't realize there was the R&R page until now. No, this is how I'm assuming he's writing it, just so happy and excited. Yeah. I didn't realize there was an R&R page until now. I heard it mentioned, but never pursued. That's in commas. Awesome.
The parentheses. Duke's not very good with grammar.
It was in two semicolons. Now we're over 11. For the record... Okay, are you okay? I feel like I just need to get, like, just RoboWomen laughing. Like, I need to edit that episode of RoboWomen laughing and keep adding stuff to it.
Why? Okay, I'm done. I'm done.
I can't understand you.
I was reminding myself of the YMCA. I'm done.
Okay. Having a flashback. Alright.
I love other inside jokes, not even, like, that have been said on the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright.
Cooled your jets?
Yeah.
Alright. For the record, RoboWomen was right. C space H space S, dude, is how I prefer it spoken. However, I think I prefer the handle Engineer Hatberg. Yay for multiple / old handles. Oh yeah, I remembered. I call him Chiz Dude because that's incorrect in every possible way. Regarding the challenges...
Challenges. I'm sorry to interrupt, but... we used to do challenges?
Yeah, apparently. I think we did them one episode. And I feel like we need to do... Disclaimer. We don't remember anything from our old episodes.
Maybe it's the fanfic. Maybe it was a challenge to make the... I don't know.
I don't know. But if you do email anything us to into us relating on the challenges, please tell us what we said, because we don't remember.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Regarding the challenges, and this is just me, which we totally forgot about, then I'll back to Chiz Dude. I don't really remember, actually. I don't feel like going through and figuring out if I actually made sense. Because he sent us an email regarding the challenges, which I didn't understand. I think I was just referring to the fact that you try and give out games and such for whatever reason occasionally.
Oh.
Akin to a person I'm not plugging twice in the same episode. Here's a hint. I plugged them once already this episode. Double hint. Drivel with Spencer. Also, the image was not an elaborate hoax. Now, of course, if you weren't aware, we're referring to the picture of him donating blood. There's even GPS data embedded in there somewhere, probably, since I took it with my phone. I like that, though. There's probably GPS data in there somewhere, probably. I took the picture with my phone. I feel like he was like,
probably, maybe,
technology, I don't know. I don't care. There's probably GPS data embedded in my skull, but I don't even care. The club can't even handle me right now. Since he took the picture with his phone, I think the idea of shopping... Oh, he likes the idea of shopping, though, as in photoshopping.
Is that shopping?
Yeah. I'm confused. I don't... RoboWeapon, I don't know how to spell. We've been over this.
You, that's not spelling.
So here's something I threw together. It's letters, it's spelling.
No, that's pronunciation.
Whatever.
Grammar.
Anyways.
With RoboWeapon.
Bad people with RoboWeapon. No, let's talk about grammar, because bad people talk about grammar. Like RoboWeapon. Anyways, so here's something he threw together just to show his appreciation. No stock photos here, though. One quick question. Do you prefer many short messages or one long complete message with multiple parts? Love and... RoboWeapon, please read that.
Love and conscious bum slaps. Engineer Hatberg.
I didn't want to utter that word. There's some words I just can't pronounce properly.
And,
I'm not even going to try. I'm just going to look like...
We should say, I don't know. I
and
like
so there's a picture.
We should probably answer his question.
Yeah.
I'm not calling you multiple parts just because I like the idea of getting out there in full. I like it being expressed.
Yeah.
And then it being over.
And
with.
God, I just want to read your thing and get it over with.
No, it's not really that. It's more it being over with, as in it just, it being out there and we can discuss it in full.
Yeah. Hold on a second. I think I'm freaking out my computer.
Okay,
I'm
well,
out
no,
my computer.
He said
oh my god. Oh my god, what did I even do? I'm so confused right now.
I'm going to assume that your recording is fine. He sent us a picture of him holding a certificate. He's giving a thumbs up. He's holding a certificate that says, "This certificate, good for 1,000 PBK fun box." He missed it.
Also, just a heads up, if you're wondering, what does this picture look like? I'm going to tweet it right after the episode is released. So there's another reason to subscribe to the PBJcast Twitter. Because I'll
also pay attention to the shirt.
Yes, because,
yes,
as I'm very proud to say, at this point, Chiz Dude is wearing a shirt that says, and I quote, "Hold on a second, the South will rise again, and two Confederate flags." This certificate, good for 1,000 PBJ fun bucks. Thumbs up. And here's what... I saw that and I was like, that's great. I love that shirt. The Duke approves.
I don't even care. He made us this amazing certificate, PBJ fun bucks, and you're just like, I don't care. I love the shirt.
Yeah, I was like... Because I say that a lot just because I think it's a humorous term.
Yeah.
Because...
Even
the South will rise again.
Take offense to it.
Yeah, no, I just find it so funny because it's like, the South will rise again. Why would we rise again? I mean, currently, basically, the federal government's paying for all of the roads. If we were to rise, we would lose funding on all of our roads. this is a bad idea, guys. I think it's just, like, one of the least well-thought-out ideas. Yeah, let's rise again. No, bad idea. Cut it out. Don't do that. But here's what makes even better. He says, oh, snap, maybe I'm naive, but I completely did not think about there actually being the Stand Up Rise Again shirt. Serious movement. When I made the image. I don't know why. I need to let you know that, but you do. Basically, he just told us he didn't mean to be in a picture wearing the shirt and self rise again. And he sent us a link to basically just go to Google Images and type in the South Rise Again, and that's the link he sent us.
Basically, he didn't realize there was a movement full of racists wanting to rule the world. He's like, oh god, I didn't actually realize this. He goes ahead and Googles it, he's like, oh my god.
He's in California, so it is a terribly unrelevant shirt. It's like, the South Rise Again, well, good thing you're not in the South when that happens. At least we'll still get our funding.
I clicked the link and I'm looking through. There's a baby smoking a cigarette with a beer. Favorite nursery rhyme? Free bird.
God. That is the South. Welcome to the South. Yeah. I appreciate also I didn't know that the South Rise Again was an actual thing.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was a serious movement.
Like I said, it's literally one of the least well-thought-out movements, but it's a real one. It's so funny because the place I see Confederate flags in the South the most is on the back of pickup trucks.
Of course, dude. Where else
like,
would you see them?
Like, as bumpers. I thought that was like, wow, let's just not at all get rid of the Southern hillbilly redneck stereotype. You know what? Put the South Will Rise Again bumper stickers on our trucks. You know, have a gun rack on the back. You know, whatever.
Go around shooting Mexicans.
Yeah. That's exactly how they pronounce it, too.
Yes.
I'm the Duke of New York. I live in the South. At least I don't live in South Carolina. Duke of New York. North Carolina's better than South Carolina. Paid for by the Duke of New York's really cute association.
Well, we should move on. Shouldn't we?
Want
me to read it?
Yeah, because you're definitely taking turns, and it's your turn for all of them.
Okay. I just had to write in quickly and say I finished episode 20 a short while ago, and it was epic! The Bloody Ticket War sounds super awesome, and your collective recountings of it was quite fun to listen to. Look, excuse me. If you guys are still playing Tekken after June 9th, we've stopped playing it about February 9th, I would love to participate.
Oh, bummer, bro.
As far as sides, I am semi-experienced Tekkener for hire. Although in a pinch, I will take science over witchcraft.
Burn, Roboy, then.
I were invited. I wouldn't be able to join until mid-June. Files are coming. Much love and fatigued bum slaps. Engineer Hatberg. In the
Minecraft name afterwards, yeah. But I'm not going to say that just because it doesn't matter. And yeah. I don't think I would want to pronounce that. However, it has CHS in the name, so... Or as I pronounce, shiz. Even though there's no vowel, and therefore an unpronounceable word.
Jake. Jake.
I'm trying to pronounce the name.
Alright,
next email.
I want to go on this Tekkit War. We should restart. Maybe not the bloody Tekkit War. But maybe even the Tekken. We haven't done that in a while.
Robo-Evan, we can't play Tekken without there being a war.
The thing is, you are so... But if we brought in Engineer Hatberg or other listeners to stop you and your power crazy trips, where you just go, I am the Lord of Hellfire.
Robo-Evan.
Dropping nukes on people.
Power in Minecraft is one hell of a drug.
This is what happens in Minecraft. Everything's going fine. Hey, Duke, why...
No, Robo-Evan, alright, you tell your point of view, and I'll tell my point of view.
I mean, we've already been over this, but I'm saying this is what happens in Minecraft. Hey, Duke, who are you? What are you doing here? You want me to, because I'm the mage, you want me to make something with EMC? I'll be fine. He goes and puts a nuke in my attic. I'm like, alright, Duke, see you later. Oh, God!
Of course, afterwards I say, I'm the Lord of Elvira, right before it detonates. But here's what usually happens. hey, Robo-Evan, could you make me something? And you're like, sure. And then you don't. And then I destroy you.
But, dude, tell me why I don't.
Because you forget, because you have a babby brain.
Either I forget, I am not given the raw materials, or I am not given the time. Mostly it's
Basically,
the
what happens
forgetfulness.
is Robo-Evan makes things. He's like, this is cool, I'm gonna go make that. By the way, Duke, I need a stack of diamonds. And I'm like, well, here's some diamonds. I'm like, awesome, I made this. Now I'm gonna go make something else. And I'm like, what about that last thing you built? It doesn't really matter. I'm gonna build something else.
It's
Robo-Evan.
I'm like a babby.
Basically, I'm in the coal mine. I've coal lung. What's it called? I'm just gonna say, I'm assuming it's called
Black lung.
black lung. And I'm like, oh god, here's a diamond. And you're like, all right, just give me 60 more, 64 more, and I'll make a ring that can make grass grow. And I'm like, I hate you, and then I'll fall over dead. Worst.
He's in the mine. I'm high in my majestic white glistening tower. He's in the deep dank
Yeah,
mine.
Robo-Evan never lowers himself to the proletariat.
And then Duke
I'm just
like
trying to
airs
overthrow our capitalist oppressors.
her. No, now that I'm saying this, I sound like a terrible person. Thank you, Duke, for nuking me.
Yeah, I know. Now you can tell Robo-Evan that I'm just in working mines, and you're like, yeah, just give me all of your resources, and I'm gonna go make something.
The thing is, though, I did make you a ton. I have been mass producing diamonds, so I've been helping.
Had been before we stopped playing.
Well, and then the thing is, though, like, you're just like. It's like I am like a little babby with a toy. I'm just like, Duke, give me, like, buy this expensive toy, which in Minecraft is give me millions of diamonds. Okay, Robo-Evan, I make it. I'm like, nah, not worth it. I just throw it off my tower into the ocean.
Or you're walking with them, and you just walk into your loft, and you're like, oh, lost all of the diamonds. That's approximately the sound I make whenever that happens.
It's when I walk and I sneeze or something, and I or when I like for some reason I like to walk with dangerous things out. Like I was walking around with the Philosopher's Stone and turned like everything into sand.
Yeah. Yeah,
So
like, it was so bad. I don't even think you were
rain.
sneezing. I think you had a cover story for the fact you were just messing with the entire world.
I knew the first time I did it was a sneeze, because I didn't even realize it did that.
Hit you.
And
Oh,
then.
clicked on my mouse and keyboards. Oh, look at this. The whole world is now made of sand.
And then I'm walking around the ignition ring, and I accidentally hit right click, just because I don't know, I click buttons when I'm bored. And right click, it's either left click or right, I think it's right. Just brings out, like, a giant firewall, like, a literal wall of fire just appears. Like,
Yeah.
oh, didn't mean to do that. There goes the entire world.
Yeah, and
I'm
the reason there goes the
fucked.
entire world is because after the sand incident, I had set up nukes across the plains, and I really hoped Robo-Evan with that ignition thing did not accidentally set off my self-destruct sequence for the entire island.
It's not as bad as when I'm like, your medic, I'm gonna, like, when we're like. Duke went offshore to his base during the last great time, I mean, Tekkit War. And, I'm like, alright, you're medic. Because basically the way to kill me is destroy my juice box. My juice, not my juice.
My
I'm not a
juice. I
babby.
love juice.
My
I want
juice
some
box.
orange juice. By the way, if you didn't know, Tekkit has a juice box in it. All right, but keep going.
So. To destroy my juice box. So I go back to the base. I'm like, I'm gonna go get my juice box. You need to just, set up a perimeter, make sure it doesn't get thrown. 10 seconds of me going to get it, the tower explodes.
Jukebox destroyed. It always before this robot. Before I did this, I was like, Robo-Evan, I'm about to destroy everything you hold close and dear. And you're like, I don't know what that is. And I'm like, really? I'm like, okay. And they detonated and they
That's when I
left.
go. Oh my god, my jukebox. And I start running.
Yeah, but I detonated it, then I went to the roof, and I jumped off and landed in the ocean, like action hero movie style,
Yeah.
while there's a giant explosion behind me. And then Robo was like, I don't care anymore. He turned on god mode and left and created an island
it.
And
I'm upside
put a
down.
shoebox down.
Damn. I went to one of Duke's towers. I put down a jukebox, made a chair out of like the ticket supplies, and I sat down, and then it blew up. I'm like, oh, I'll have to make a new one.
Yeah. Such is the way of life. RoboEvan's source of power is snazzy cats. No, not cats, but the music cats.
Hi guys, your medic here. Sorry for the lack of emails. I have a pretty busy personal life right now.
I think he sent that to us before he tried to convince us he had a girlfriend. What nonsense? Doesn't Uber medic
to us for us to be? I know you personally. Wow, good for you. When I can say this, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, Uber medic, you're in Australia. RoboEvan has less. RoboEvan has so much of not a life, he can't even pretend what a life is. Such as we've covered.
I played 26 hours of a simulation. Run and shoot innocent civilians in order for information on terrorists. Do you think I have time?
It's so buggy.
Do you think I have time for people?
So buggy.
Food? Do you think I have time to sleep? I have to stop this insurgent threat. I don't have time for your silly human things. Also, apparently, I'm an alien. Hey, dude, this is a two-parter. You're gonna read the second part.
You can get the first part.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get the shorter part.
Yeah. Good day, you random rambling PBJ fruitcakes. Here's also...
That was... Just like this. Yeah, that was a pretty good intro.
Yes.
But anyways, keep going.
Here is one more email about the Chicken Monster, which was sent before.
Also, by the way, we should mention who this is from. It's from, as they refer to themselves, Boko.
Boko.
They keep going. Yeah, no, I got to it first. So, burn.
Oh, God. God, I'm a gassy man. Excuse me.
God, you probably shouldn't have eaten all of those beans and cheese, but keep going.
Yes. In case you're wondering where the Chicken Master lives, I have devised a method for finding him. Go to Gurmund Hill.
Also, Skyrim. Keep going.
Yes, Skyrim, sorry. Chicken Master is a necromancer who works on chickens in Skyrim. Go listen to the last mail room or whenever we said it. Previous email. Go to Gurmund Hall near Riften. It's the large island in the river. Walk and face towards the cave... What? Walk to and face the cave mouth, but do not enter. Turn due south. I don't know where this cave mouth is, but, it doesn't matter. You should be facing the river now. Across that part of the river, there is a small mountain. Sneak towards the top of the mountain, and you will find the Chicken Mansa. His attack chickens in his altar, which is a large rib cage with a chicken's nest on top. Here are some suggestions regarding what to do with the Chicken Mansa. Sneak, kill him from afar, and hang out with his chickens while they are animated. Ambush him and feel the wrath of his chickens' attacks. Ambush him and feel the wrath of his attack chickens. See if you can get the wolves that live on the west side of the mountain to attack the Chicken Mansa and his chickens. That is amazing.
That was pretty clever. Because I'm too busy looking at wolves and therefore killing them because I'm such a high level. But anyways, keep going.
Oh god, I think I'm gonna sneeze.
Oh god, everything's sand.
Sit down with the Chicken Mansa for tea and find out why he is so frail. I recommend that one. Five A.
Five A question mark, 5B, profit.
Profit, that's awesome. Oh, everything about this email is awesome. Now, Duke, now time for corrections.
However, correction, did I say Gurmund's Hall is near... Alright, I need to come up with an accent. Gurmund's Hall. Did I say that Gurmund's Hall? I'm trying to do
like
Swedish Chef.
You're a Jarl.
Gurmund's Hall.
Gurmund's Hall.
Alright, I'm trying to do Swedish Chef.
Gurmund's Hall. I'm no more off.
Gurmund's Hall is near Riften. My apologies, and many bum slaps.
Good.
I meant it is near Iverstirred. Boko.
See, this changes everything. I'm thinking, okay, this is near Riften. There's a cliff. There's a cave mouth? I'm so confused. This clears everything. Thank you, Boko, and for your bump slaps.
Yes, we appreciate them. Right. And now, time for last, and probably the least email, Robo Evan.
Hi, guys. Herbmedic here. I like pie. What pie do you like?
W-A-T.
Yeah.
Not how you spell what, but anyways.
My iPad pie. My iPad.
Yes. All right, Robo Evan, what do you think?
Apple. I'm a traditional man. I actually just don't eat many pies. I think I don't have enough pies. I don't like Boston cream pie donuts and yogurt, so I assume I would like Boston cream pie, but I think that's more of a cheesecake than actual pie.
God, I love cheesecake. Cheesecake anything, and yes, I'll shove it down my gullet.
I'm okay with that.
Cheesecake strippers, maybe? Yes. Stripper industry, you need to get a work on it. Make cheesecake strippers. Anyways, I don't like pie. I like cake. You know, it's like when you get a fine foxy hoochie mama, and then she... fun fact, I was referencing Boxy Brown just then.
Oh.
He's a character in this show, and the part of his show where it's a birthday and he has cake. He's like, do you want some cake? He's like, nah, I don't want cake. He's like, well, what do you want? I want pie. You know what it's like when you get a fine foxy hoochie mama, and then it cuts away from him, and then it cuts back to the other guy, and he's like, oh, God, he's got a knife. He's going to hit me.
The only time I enjoy cake is when a large British man with a bow tie and suspenders on pops out of it. But that's completely another point.
All right, that's a Doctor Who reference. Fair game. I like it when a man pops out of it. Oh, wait, that's another...
people didn't understand that reference, that would be very weird.
Men popping out of cakes, but you eat cakes. What kind of sorcery is this? I'm a huge fan of eating cake. As of pie, apple pie is very good. However, I also like just sort of cream pies with graham cracker crust.
God, that sounds so good.
Yeah, basically fill it with Jell-O and it's graham cracker crust and you're set.
See, the only time I ever have pie really is around Thanksgiving.
Pumpkin or apple?
No, pumpkin, just apple.
Oh.
I'm
from the south, so we have pumpkin, we got pecan, we got pumpkin, we got apple pie.
We got pumpkin. I don't know, we have like millions of pumpkin farms. It's weird. Basically, this is what happens at Thanksgiving. We have like 16 different pies. Everybody eats apple pie. And, my entire Thanksgiving meal is, like, turkey, canned, cranberry sauce, which is delicious, sweet potatoes, and, like, mashed potatoes.
Gotta get your potato. Do you know what
No one understands potatoes.
No one. I'm just looking for that real tomato. Anyways... Devo reference. Fair game.
The references, like...
Maybe we should stop mentioning the references we're saying, and if anyone gets them, they win a bad game.
You're the one who references the reference.
I know. I'm just letting people know.
Maybe they should just mention things. You know?
Yeah.
We say something that sounds completely ridiculous, probably something from Doctor Who or Devo.
Yeah, basically. 50% chance.
Yeah.
Like,
for either. I mean, that's the only thing that we do. We listen to Devo and watch Doctor Who.
But do you know what a pecan pie is?
Yes. I'm assuming pecans with a dax and...
Robo Evan, as my grandmother has pointed out, a pecan is what you use if you can't use the restroom. A pecan is something you eat. So that's how you tell them apart.
Most people in the North say pecan, but...
Well, tell them that, because it is wrong, according to my grandmother. And when I say it's a pecan pie, I mean it is more than 80% pecan.
So it's like a million nuts. With a can full of pee.
It's basically the paste that's holding it together. And when I say paste, I mean it's kind of like a jello, not jello, but like a pudding type thing. So that's like, made out of pecans.
So it's like pecan. I'm just gonna.
If you're allergic to nuts, this will definitely kill you.
It's like a pecan pudding. It's like concrete made out of pecans. That sounds
and
very interesting.
Here. It is filled with pecans.
So it's like concrete. Like the reason I say concrete is it's like, let's say, more like bricks. Pecans are the bricks, and then the cement is like the pecan pudding.
Yeah. And I feel like this would probably be good, besides the fact I do not like pecans.
Yeah, that's probably a problem.
And if you do not like pecans, there is literally 0% chance you will like this pie, because that's all it is.
We did this thing at my school in 4th grade, let's say. And, yeah, that sounds about right. Where all the kids did, this thing where we all did a country and we had to do a little report on it. I think it was for charity or something. Like, we had to donate some money or something. I don't know.
For charity. Africa's a country, right, guys?
No, dude.
Yeah. It's a country.
Usually in Africa or something, and then it was Operation Rice Bowl or something. Like, you donate, and then they would just
Operation Bum Slap.
Operation Bum Slap. Go, go, go.
God, I need to name operations. Anyways, keep going.
Dude, that's why I need to play more Arma. But basically, so a lot of the people made, because to get their project higher graded, they made food. And basically a lot of it was bananas. And so I made fried banana skins. And I don't know where I got the idea from pecan pie. But I just know, why would anyone eat that? Why would anyone eat fried banana peels? I understand in Africa, you know, they don't have a lot of food. At least in Northern, I believe. South Africa's a good one, right? Yeah.
No, opposite. Bad job. Reverse it.
What?
Bad job.
Not very Northern.
It's called All right, Rob Webin, here's how you think about it. To the listeners, here's how you think about Africa. First of all, there's the Sahara Desert, which is huge. And so it's not South Africa, it's Sub-Saharan. And the reason North Africa, or, I don't know, I'm just going to call it North because Northern Saharan sounds weird. The reason that's doing better off is basically because it is next to Europe. And the reason...
Yeah, okay, that's on freezing.
And then there's a giant desert. And then there's South Saharan Africa.
But isn't South Africa the country, the good one? Isn't there a country or whatnot?
Yeah, besides their large history of racism against black people, yes.
It doesn't matter.
Considering it's a country in Africa, come on, guys. Get on
it. The English one. Is South Africa the English one? Or I assume it's North Africa.
You know what?
On this.
I don't even know what you're talking about, Rob Webin, and you're just making yourself look like an idiot. Go to the next point.
You know, actually, I don't know anything about Africa in modern days.
Africa, isn't that where my Doritos come from?
You know,
hola, senor.
Wasn't there, or I know it was at one point, but isn't there still large areas that are under British control?
It depends what you define as British control.
They're technically waving the British flag. They're technically one of the British colonies, I don't know what you call them.
First of all, technically, I don't believe any of them are. Some of them might still claim to be, but I'm thinking, all right, I don't care. It's Africa. Like they'll sort out their own problems. Duke of New York stance.
I'm confused. What was I saying, though?
I don't know. Let's talk
about banana peels.
Why would anyone eat fried banana peels?
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe because it tastes good.
It wasn't good. It was terrible.
Maybe that's because whoever made them was terrible at making them.
You know why? Because one of the other things was, like, banana pecan, like, dildo face or something.
And wow, that's specific.
I just remember pecans, it dawned in my mind.
Pecans, but anyways.
It just sounds weird. I said pecans, even though I don't talk
say
about
pecans.
I tried to, and it was weird. I'm done.
Say it, Robo Evan. I do not want to try pecan pie.
I do not want to try pecan pie.
First of all, I hope you appreciate the rhyme I came up with in such short notice.
And mine rhymed even more. I do not want to try pecan, pecan. Oh no, they both rhyme.
Well, the end part is the same, so it doesn't matter. Pie.
Pie.
And. Con.
Pie, pie.
Well, it's actually pie and try, so it doesn't even matter what you say. I do not want to try bum slap pie. I mean, the rhymes between pie and try is you can just put anything else you want there, really.
I do not want to try
CH dude pie.
I do not want to try bum slap pie, Sam I am. I do not want to try it. I don't know, renamed it.
I don't want to try it anywhere, especially in your basement. God, Sam, stop it. That's weird.
I don't want to try peeing in a can pie. Oh, God. No. I don't want my mouth to be the can. Oh, God.
Alright.
And that's what happened.
Alright. Now, before this escalates anymore, I am the Duke of New York.
Egg number one. I am... the Duke of New York, A number two.
All right. Well, you're gonna change your name in the next couple of minutes, or someone's gonna get punched in the face. And this has been Mailroom, even though we're not necessarily always talking about mail. Robin, do you have anything to say before we let you go?
I would like to say first, before we go, Duke, you played something with mail that you can set people on fire in. Duke went postal by playing the game Postal. You can set people on fire and shove guns up cat's ass. Buy that game for me.
Boom. Or yourself. Either one works.
I am Robo Evan.
It's all the same to me. Because I'm the ace of spades. The ace of spades. Oh, God. All right. Bye.
Bye.